Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Good morning, and what you just heard, 101 with Greg Pogue, will be at 10 o'clock this morning. Scott Couch, Fox 17 news anchor. Good dude all the way around. But this is the 15th season of Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb. And, I mean, first off, we got Parker, whenever we got the Prep Football Talk open queued up, let me know. All right, so right now, I want to thank Freeman Webb, Bill Freeman, Jimmy Webb from the very beginning. Bubba, how you doing?
Doing fine. Just Freeman's been great to us, hasn't he?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, and the late Bill Freeman, the late Jimmy Webb, and with that, and it all started with you and, well, actually, Craig Ladd and Kurt Page, and then they brought me in, and Kurt went on his worldwide tour.
Right.
He's in Italy right now. Tim Leeper Roofing, our Mid-State Player
with
of the
us
Week.
A while. Yep.
Plaque, Paul Olson, you and I, we go out every Tuesday to a Mid-State school and hand-deliver that. Lincoln Young, second year at Rockwood Sustainable Solutions. Want to thank them. Marty Sexton, newbie. IEI Inspection Solutions, Philip Cox, Larry Schmitto, Strike and Fair Family Fun Center, Sam's Sports Place, Sam's Sports Grill, Sam's Place, Amplify Awards and Gifting, Roy's Meat Service, and Chuck McDowell at Wesley Financial. Those are the people behind us this year. Chuck back again this year as well. From the very beginning, it was Craig Ladd, and he is with a broken appendage somewhere in the woods somewhere. So, Parker, if we got Kelly, if we got Craig up, let me know. Craig, hey, do you have that in? You have that intro? All right, let's make this thing official. Go ahead, Parker. I'm proud.
Talk. Presented by Freeman Webb.
With Greg Pogue and Coach Bubba Spears.
Your sports live here.
On 94.9 The Fan and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
There it is. We're official now.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Now we can bring in Craig.
Craig, what's going on, buddy? That's okay, Craig.
Hey, guys.
There he is. What do you got? Sunshine coming through out there? Need to, are you paddling? Are you pedaling your electricity? What are you doing out there?
Or are you on top of the roof?
No pedaling, I can promise you that. I'm out of the pedaling business for a little while.
With a broken ankle.
Well, yeah, slight fracture. What the big problem was I had really almost tore all of the ligaments around my ankle. And so they had to go in and put four pins in and had to have surgery and actually had a little slight fracture in my fibula. So it's never good, Greg, when you go down and your leg's pointing one way and your foot's pointing the other.
Were you playing donkey basketball again? I just fell off what?
Well, you know, the important thing was I was trying to help my wife because I'm such a great husband.
Oh, yeah.
And she had her hands full. I'm coming up the stairs. The dogs are there, and I've got soup in my hand. And as I'm going up the stairs, one of the dogs kind of clips me. I held on to the soup now, didn't spill the soup. I know my priorities, and then went down.
Well, one thing we want to do with you to do, you're going to be joining us every week to close the show with the five games to watch. We'll do that again today. We're kicking it off right now, just going over, in my mind, a lot of people want to know about teams. A lot of people want to know about a lot of different things. But certainly the depth, we've talked about the quality of depth of just top level, you know, power four, group of five talent that comes out of the Mid-State. Even right now, would you send a list of 20 seniors right now, every one of them but one's committed from everywhere, from Virginia Tech, Colorado, Mississippi State, on and on and on. But let's start with Amari Sanders, four-star out of FRA, he's staying at home. Of course, Justin Geisinger, his coach, played at Vanderbilt. He's going to become a Commodore, and he's a dang good one.
He's very good, Greg. He's currently ranked as the number three linebacker nationally. And one of the selling points by Clark Lee was he the possibility of him playing the defensive backfield, even though he's listed at the number three linebacker nationally, and he's a big kid, 6'4", 210. I think the selling point, and one of the reasons, obviously, hometown team, but the ability, he's going to be given a shot to play in the defensive backfield. And, I mean, with that size, if you can play safety, wow. He's got a big-time Sunday's written all over him.
The next two, Kayshawn Bowman, wide receiver out of Brentwood Academy, future Vol. Kenneth Simon, linebacker out of Brentwood Academy, future Vol.
Yeah, Bowman was a kid that committed early on to Oregon. Then he opened up his recruiting later on and ended up committing to Tennessee. It's a good get for Tennessee. He is explosive, and, you know, he had 11 touchdowns last year for Brentwood Academy, number 10 receiver nationally. Then you got Kenneth Simon. His father played at the University of Tennessee. Ironically, he was committed somewhere else. His first commit was to Alabama. Things change, and now he's at Tennessee also. Very skilled, very, very, very quick, fast guy. They'll put some weight on him, and he'll probably end up being outside linebacker.
Craig, I tell you what, it seems like to me, you know, in the last couple, 3 years, Tennessee's done an outstanding job coming into Mid-State and getting a handful from Brentwood Academy.
They have, Bubba. I think, you know, one of the things that may have lacked in prior regimes after Philip Fulmer was the lack of recruiting in-state and not getting some guys that they should have. And I think that was a priority with Josh Heupel coming in to get those guys. I know Butch Jones said he was going to put up the old wall, but he didn't do a good job of putting up the wall.
Well, he was building it brick by brick.
That's true. He ran out of masons there. But I think you're right, and part of that too, Bubba, is as Greg mentioned, there's a list of the top 20 according to 24/7 composite rankings I have here. All but one are from a Power Four conference.
We've talked about that before. You know, 25 years ago, I was preparing the banner and you were coaching over Stratford, that just didn't. You had one in Michael Coleman.
Yeah,
that just didn't happen. Caden Buchanan, offensive lineman, 6'5", 330, Friendship Christian, Virginia Tech. And Bubba, that's somebody you're familiar with.
Well, right now, at the end of the year last year, he come off the field with a knee injury. He had surgery. Talked to John a week or so ago, Coach McNeil up there. Looks like he's going to get back, but it's going to be a little later than they anticipated, you know, somewhere around week three maybe. But, you know, he'll be back, and he has committed to Virginia Tech. Good-looking lineman there.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. We're at Roy's Meat Service Season 15, Craig, and I know we jump right into it, and can I tell on myself? So, you know, I've been doing this show for, like, since November, right? I mean, excuse me, December at 10 o'clock. So I go to bed, set my alarm, and without a Prep Football Talk consideration. So, yeah, we've been scrambling. Parker Kelly, thank you. Thank you, Craig. Thank you, Bubba. Everybody for lifting me up a little bit this morning. I'm just sitting around the house just not doing anything, and I went, oh, expletive.
Yeah,
and then I drove about 95 miles per hour getting here. There's not, so that was me if you got passed on I-24 coming in. Another one, LaMarcus Jones, big offensive tackle out of Brentwood Academy. Dion, headed to Colorado.
Yeah, he's a kid. Brentwood Academy has been able to secure some really good players from out of state in Mississippi, and this is one of them. Right here, LaMarcus Jones, as you mentioned, Greg, don't know a whole lot about him because of the fact that he was in Mississippi and not in our area, but obviously a big get for Dion.
Is it Prince Owafo?
Owafo.
Like I said, Princeton Owafo, 6'6", 342 tackle out of Siegel. He's going to be a Vol.
He is, Greg. He's been committed to Tennessee for a long, long time and has held his ground with the Vols. Obviously, excellent size at 6'6", 342. Obviously, saying he's big is an understatement. Got to have those guys. I think one of the things, even though he's that big, I've been told he has excellent foot speed, excellent quickness, great footwork that makes him very, very impressive prospect.
Yeah, 6'6", 342 is what he's listed. Now, someone we've saw as he's come through there for Arsente Broome, coach out at Antioch, headed to Colorado, and Andre Adams, the quarterback. And by the way, this coming Friday night will be the very first game of season two of the Metro Nashville High School Game of the Week. It's going to be NBA at Pearl Cone, and then in week two, it's going to be Antioch and East Nashville. So you guys will get the chance to see that. But we've seen Andre Adams in just his growth. And Bubba, of course, you've done several of his games.
Yeah, and in Colorado, they came in and got a good one. And I mean, and the best thing about that is, you know, Andre's awesome. But his little brother, they say, is the best athlete on the football team. Of course, he's got a couple more years. So Andre Adams going to Colorado is big for Coach Sanders out there.
Riverdale's got several on this list. Brian Odour, wide receiver, headed to Auburn. Sutton Gutting, a tight end, heading to Mississippi State. Gavin Hampton, the quarterback there at Riverdale, is going to Mississippi State. And even Hudson Fuqua at Riverdale going to Mississippi State. So three Riverdale kids have committed to Mississippi State.
It's very true, Greg. Mississippi State did a really good job coming in and getting some really good players out of Rutherford County. And I'll say this, and this has been – I've seen this in several places, including the Tennessean, in their region predictions. They have Riverdale knocking Oakland out of that number one position in that region. That remains to be seen, but that just tells you the talent that Riverdale has this year.
By the way, Oakland coach Kevin Creasy is going to be coming up after the break.
Yeah,
so
that's good. Hey, Craig, what do you think?
Yeah, he's got something to beat on his team with.
You know, Craig, I've been in it a long time. I can't remember a long time that I've been in it. One school's come in and got three off of the same school. You know, Mississippi State's got three off of Riverdale.
Yeah, you know, Bubba, it's one of those things where you come in probably and you're looking at one specific guy, and then all of a sudden you see a couple of other guys and you go, well, wait a minute, we may need to get after these two other guys also. But as I said, Mississippi State trying to, I guess, expand their recruiting into the state of Tennessee. I mean, we've talked about that, and guys are, you know, there's plenty of talent in this state, mid-state, more than it's ever been.
Well,
and you got guys galore and you got teams galore. I mean, Ohio State coming in here after a bunch of guys. I mean, you name them and they're coming in.
Well, you sent us the top 20 mid-state seniors comporting to the 24/7 composite, okay? All right, 20. 18 of them to Power Fours, not FBS. 18 Power Fours, one undecided, and one going to Liberty, a very good FCS program. So, wow. No, FCS, not, I mean, that's not FCS, FBS, but just a group of five. So, pretty dang amazing. Craig, thank you, man. The kick back, and we will touch base with you to close the show. As you do every week, you'll give us the top five games to watch. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Hey, new one, Marty Sexton, partner. Homeowners, if you're worried about – and by the way, I'm going to do this for my house. My house is about – we built it. It's about 25 years old. I'm going to actually absolutely have this done. If you're worried about mold or the air your family is breathing, you don't have to figure it out alone. IEI can inspect the problem, explain what they find, help you guide you the right solution. Inspection experts is what they are. IEI inspection experts. Professional surface mold treatment, expert inspections, air quality solutions, ongoing maintenance for builders and homeowners. And you're going to hear Big Joe Dubin on his spots here today. IEI Inc. breathe easier, build smarter, and 615-506-8923. But with Marty, I'm absolutely going to get this done because we don't need to be breathing crap.
That's exactly right. And Marty stands behind everything that they do.
Yep. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, Oakland football coach Kevin Creasy, Prep Football Talk, presented by... Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Web. Once again, that website, IEIInc.net, for inspection experts. Marty Sexton and the crew out there. I'm definitely going to get it done for the house. Kevin Creasy, I Googled him. He wins.
All the time.
Yeah. Three of the last four state championships. Kevin, how you doing? Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
Dude, I'm doing all right.
Do you, the pressure to sustain, does that go back? I remember 20 years ago talking to Gary Rankin about this because of what he had built right across town there in the borough in Riverdale, because in even Carlton Flat at Brentwood Academy, now you, Kevin. I mean, get there is the one thing, but to stay there is another. How do you work through that?
Yeah, you know, that's the challenge. You got to make sure everybody is on board and not just spoiled and satisfied. You know, that goes with the players, the coaches, the administration, the fans. You know, it's a good problem to have when you got to make sure that guys around you aren't tired of winning. And, you know, I think we got a group that's not tired of winning, so we got a chance this year.
Coach, it's Bubba Spears. I tell you what, you've done an outstanding job. People don't understand what all it takes, like you said, to it's a new year, it's new players and the whole nine yards, but the expectation at Oakland, they expect you to be there in December.
They do, and, you know, that's the standard now, and, you know, we wouldn't have it any other way, but, you know, I tell you, we've kind of made a vow to appreciate the wins a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? It's one of those deals where we're going to have a lot of close games this year. And, you know, we may have a slow start. I mean, we play some really good teams, you know, at the beginning of the season, just like we do at the end of the season. But we know how hard it is to win, especially in this league, especially with our schedule. So we're going to try to, you know, that's something we hadn't done a good job. We're going to try to enjoy the wins a little bit more and, you know, realize how hard it is to win.
Boy, you hit something right there. Enjoy the wins. You know, right after the game on Friday night, you forget about that. You go, I know what you do. You think, let me get the film on the next week.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, we claim that we don't, you know, do much on Saturday, but that's not true. You know, everybody's working and, you know, trying to get past that Friday night win, you know, watching the film on that and trying to do some corrections. And like I said, before you know it, you know, you're knee deep in all kinds of film. And, you know, it's 7 days a week.
Kevin Creasy, Oakland football coach with us, Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. We are here at Roy's Meat Service, 15th year for Prep Football Talk. What a run we've had here, and so happy to be doing it again. Kevin, tell us about your team this year. What do you like? What are you worried about?
You know, we have both quarterbacks back from last year. They split time every other rep last year, and somehow they both came back. You know, in today's day, you would expect, you know, one of them to hit the road and, you know, go out on their own and play for somebody else, but that's kind of a testament to both of them and how much they enjoy, you know, our team and how much they enjoy winning and competing. And what we've kind of done is Dante Cameron is our older guy. He's going to be a senior this year, and we're trying to get them both on the field at the same time. You know, we felt like it worked great for us last year, both of them being brand new quarterbacks in the system, and, you know, swapping them in and out. They both really helped our offense give us a different dimension and different dynamic. And now with both of them on the field at the same time, Dante's kind of turned into what we call an athlete, where he can play quarterback, but he's majoring in running back and receiver this year. And that keeps Cam Morton, who was a freshman last year. This guy You know, he has his permit. He don't even have a driver's license yet, and he's out there running our offense. And tremendous dual threat athlete that, you know, is about to be a big time prospect. And so we like our quarterback situation. We got four of our five offensive linemen back, so we're going to rely on those guys a lot. But the concerns are defense. You know, we graduated eight guys on defense. Three of them, you know, three safeties. All three went Division One. We got one at MTSU, one at Ole Miss, and another one at UT. So when you lose those caliber guys on the back end, that's definitely a concern.
You know, Coach, a lot of people question running a two-quarterback system. No one did it better, I think, in my time that I've seen, than y'all did last year. We had you with the Pearl Cone, and I'm thinking, well, this is not going to last all year. But, boy, it did, and it was outstanding. And you're right, they're both great athletes. And I told Chase when we did I said, eventually they're going to have both of them on the field at the same time. They're too good standing over there. So that's
right.
Good.
That's right.
And it's going to cause trouble for the defense. I know why you're doing it. It's going to cause trouble for the defense, you know.
It's going to cause some long nights for – some guys on defense to try to figure out what to do and what we're doing. You know,
that's
we got
right.
So many options now, and it's a good problem to have. And like you said, along the way, they both learned quarterback. You know, we've ran into that before where we limited what our quarterback could do because we only had one of them. And if he ever got hurt, we were in trouble. So we try to keep him out of harm's way. Now we can just turn these guys loose and know that we got some depth at quarterback.
Well, as I've said many a times to some people, this game now has turned into a quarterback game. If you don't have that quarterback, you're in for a long year. And if you have it, you're just smiling. Say, come on, we're ready to play. I mean, and it's at every level, high school,
yeah,
college,
yeah.
And pro.
There's a reason they pay those guys so much, you know,
right.
On Sundays and now on Saturdays.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And Fridays.
Yeah.
And against that, though, Kevin, we've talked about this as well. Oakland football coach Kevin Creasy with us. How are you navigating the NIL transfer portal, all the stuff that's going on? I know the TSSAA with the one-time thing now, but it's still the wild, wild west in my mind in a lot of ways. How are you navigating that as a public school? I know you don't have to compete against the Baylor on the field or the Innsworth or the Brentwood Academies of the world on the field, but certainly the talent pool. Just talk about how you approach that.
Yeah, you know, we definitely got our hands full. Like I said, there's not a lot of competing on the field, but there's definitely competition to keep your roster intact over the last a couple years. We've lost some guys, and, you know, most of the time they come back and they tell us the grass isn't greener, and they had a pretty good deal going where they were at. So part of it is, what can we offer these guys? Well, you know, we don't have a lot of monetary NIL deals going at our level, and I don't know that there is that going on in 6-day public schools, but, you know, maybe we give our guys some jelly with their biscuit. I don't know. Seems like last night our quarterbacks played good, and, you know, I gave them an extra slice of pizza. So
there you go.
They seem pretty pleased with that. But I do think, you know, it's a testament to our program that you got two high-caliber quarterbacks that decided to stay and continue to compete with each other. While, you know, our end of the bargain is we're going to get you on field. We're going to let colleges see your skill set. We're going to do everything to develop you into a player that you can be. We're going to coach you up as hard as we can. We're going to push you in the weight room. We're going to develop you for college. That's what we can sell. You know, at the end of the day, we're going to love on them. We're going to take care of them. We're going to push them further than they ever thought they could get pushed, coach their tail off, make them compete every day in practice. And then when they get a chance on Saturday, they're not just going to be a dude on the roster that comes home at Christmas and never plays again. They're going to be a guy that is playing right away. And that's the big thing that we sell to our guys. they're going to be college ready whenever they get an opportunity to play on Saturdays.
Coach, you said something there that I've been harping on for 2 years at least. The one word that I loved in that statement, all that you made, developing. I think it's leaving the high school level. It's leaving the college level and the pro level. You got to develop these young men to be better than what they were when they first came in. And I think y'all do an outstanding job. All you have to do is follow them from the ninth grade to their senior year, and you see that happening. And, Coach, that's a testament to you and your coaching staff.
Well, Bubba, I can just tell that you've been a coach before because you can just tune on the TV and you can tell the NFL, you know, not quite a developmental league anymore. You know, they're picking and choosing and trying to get that roster for that one shot at the Super Bowl. You see it in the NCAA now, just trying to get their little all-star team together instead of a guy sticking it out for, you know, 4 years. They're not even sticking it out for 2 years. If they get their feelings hurt or they don't get the playing time they think they deserve, they just on to the next school. And you know, that's trickling down to high school. So that's what I think our parents at Oakland understand, that, you know, however long they're here, they're going to get coached up. They're going to get worked all year long. And hopefully they'll reap the benefits of that.
Kevin Creasy, Oakland football coach, our guest this morning. Thanks, Kevin. Hey, good luck this season, buddy.
Thanks, Coach.
We'll keep in touch.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate you guys.
All right, Oakland football coach Kevin Creasy. What a dog.
None just better.
Rings all over the place.
That's
there.
Right. That's right. Running out of fingers.
Yeah, when we come back, our prep legend of the week brought to you by Strike and Spare, actually brought to you by everybody.
Yep.
But Chuck McDowell, Wesley Financial, presenting our prep legend of the week, your former coach, legendary Metro coach Jerry Pigg, right here. Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb on 94.9 The Fan. You know, my favorite segment of this is the Prep Legend of the Week. Chuck McDowell and Wesley Financial sponsoring it. He was a hell of a football player at Mount Juliet High School, Chuck was. I know they got the Mount Juliet reunion today.
We have it today. I'll probably see him up there, too.
Yep. So. Tell him thank you for
the
sponsorship.
I definitely will.
Coach Jerry Pigg, legend, 10 times over, your former coach, Metro, everything, and I don't need to – if we sit here and start reading his resume, it would take the rest of the hour.
Yep.
Jerry, good morning. What's going on, man?
Great. I'm a legend in my own mind.
No, in our minds, too.
Huh. No, you're a coach in mine.
Yep, I tell you what, I was blessed this week. Had lunch with the first two people I met at Stratford when I got my first head coaching job, Bubba Spears and Denny Boguski.
And you overcame it.
Yeah.
And I survived.
Yes, you did.
What do you – you just talked about that, and certainly the memories that were built and everything, and – the connection. I don't know that coaches have that kind of connection today necessarily with their players as much as you did then. But when you look back, what are the takeaways, Jerry?
Well, I tell you, it all started at Central High School. That's where I went to high school. And the coaches, they just cared about the players. It was a situation where they worked you hard, didn't take any excuses, but you knew they cared about you. And I hope I carried that on during my career, because the game of football is football, but the players are the reason that you coach. And if you're coaching for any other reason than to help kids, then you're in the wrong game.
You know, Coach, back then, you don't see it now, but anytime we wanted to see Coach Jerry Pigg, he was at the school. On Saturday morning, he was at the school. And coaches nowadays, you might not see him Monday through Friday. I mean, you know, but the good programs – they used Saturday, and you was always there. We knew you was cutting the field on Saturday.
I tell you, bless the Titans, there's no more cutting game fields. But I tell you, that was one of the good periods of the day. You get on that tractor, cut the field, and go over the game you played last night and all the dumb things you did as a coach, and you review the whole thing. And I can remember, and this goes ways back, every Saturday morning, going before I went over to school, going to Sir Cecil Creep's house. He did all our films, and we'd pick up the game film there, then go up National Sporting Goods or the Sportsman's Store and meet with all the coaches and swap film before we go to work. I don't know if I see any cars at school now on Saturday morning. It was a great time. It was just our time, and we were fortunate we came through during that time. And I'm going to tell you, all the kids look forward to it. And I'll tell you another thing I think's missing. The coaches, I knew every parent of my players. And, of course, some of them voiced their opinions on Friday night. But that didn't bother me. They were there to support their kids. And that's what school's about. It's about kids and getting them on the right track. And once they get there, they can make it.
Wesley Financial Prep Legend of the Week, Jerry Pig. You mentioned at Central High School, a four-year sport letterman at Central. You played four sports. You lettered in four sports. You excelled in four sports. The specialization of sports right now, I'm not a big fan of it.
Yeah, I tell you, we were encouraged. I mean, I played football and basketball. In the spring, the track coach was Coach Goodman. He was a football coach. The baseball coach was Coach Gerald Johnson. He was a football coach. And they didn't care if you missed practice if you were practicing another sport. And I'm going to tell you, our track was about a 310-yard track, but it was right by the football field. I tell you, you get knocked out of bounds. I still got little black marks of cinders in my knees and ankles where I fell in on the track. It was a great time.
You had good. You played travel ball back then, didn't you?
Yeah. Coach Goodman took us out Central State, and we shoveled cinders from their furnace to redo our track.
Oh my goodness!
I tell you, it was something else. It's amazing. I didn't want to miss school. I was afraid I was going to miss something. But sports, football, I'm going to tell you, it was a great time. It steered me on the right track. I don't know. I don't believe without athletics I would have made it. I just don't think I would have. And I tried to carry that on into coaching. I tell you, if you coach and you don't love your players, you ought not coach.
You know, Coach, I look at it, and when you coach, the players that you touched, the people that you touched, and the young man that became grown man, it's amazing. And that's what impressed me and probably led me. Somebody asked me, when did I decide I was going into coaching? And I said, the year that Coach Pig wrote in my yearbook, you'll be a good coach one day. And I said, that's when it clicked. I said,
well, you missed that one.
Well, he might have missed it, but that's when I thought about it. And I said, that's what I'm going to do. You know, and I'm fortunate, Coach, that I got to manage for you. I got to play for you, coach with you. And now, you know, I think we're still friends. I mean, you hadn't made me go to the house in a while, but.
Hey, coached against me, too.
Well, hey, I wasn't going to bring that up.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't think I had a team that played Bubba's team that we ever won. He may be the only coach in Metro that I never beat.
He just recruited better than you. That's what he did.
I started the NIL.
Yeah. Nashville. No, I think Jerry Pig did, the original.
Yeah, the original NIL, yeah.
Jerry, always fun to catch up with you. We got to do this. I'm going to get you over here on my one-on-one show. We'll sit here for an hour, okay?
Hey, I'd love to. Y'all over Roy's?
Yep, at Roy's. Absolutely.
I'm going to tell you, he was a tremendous person and still is. He's great for the Stratford community right now.
Yeah. No, he can't say no to Stratford, that's
no,
for sure.
He can't.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks,
all
Coach.
Right,
I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all play golf good this week.
Too hot, brother. Too
yeah,
hot.
That's really. Yeah. Hey, thanks,
talk
Jerry.
To you later,
yeah, I'm going to get him on the 101 show.
That's a good one.
Hey, I want to thank Chuck McDowell, Wesley Financial, sponsoring our Prep Legend of the Week every week, my favorite segment.
Yep.
And coming back, another favorite segment of mine, the Games to Watch with Craig Ladd. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service. In East Nashville on 94.9 The Fan.
Word.
Prep Football Talk, the 15th season. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service, East Nashville. Parker Kelly back in the 94.9 The Studio. Craig Ladd back with us again. This segment will close with the top games to watch. I'm going to run through them quickly, then we'll get to talk about each one here.
Right.
Brentwood, and get the theme here. Brentwood Academy, Chattanooga Baylor, Thursday night. National television, ESPN2. All right, Nolensville at Lebanon Thursday night, MyTV30. Oakland at CPA Saturday night, MyTV30. NBA at Pearl Cone, our 102.5 The Game, Metro Game of the Week all year. Chase McCabe, Jake Lyman, you, Nick Frazier. I may get in there every once in a while, and then Antioch at Mount Juliet. Craig Ladd, the theme is, I mean. If you want to sample high school football, you don't even need to leave the house.
Thursday through Saturday, Greg, for some high school football, and you're going to see a ton of talent out there, especially beginning with this kickoff that between Brentwood Academy and Baylor. Both those teams nationally ranked. This is a rematch of the Division II Triple-A championship game from last season. Baylor won that ball game 28-24. These two rosters are littered with exceptional talent. You know, we talked about Keyshawn Bowman and Kenneth Simon with Brentwood Academy. Well, the Red Raiders have the number two running back in the country and the number one player in the state of Tennessee in Tennessee commit, David Gabriel George. They also have an excellent quarterback, an Ole Miss commit, and Keegan Croucher. Brentwood Academy, they've dominated this series overall, winning 27 out of the 35 games played. But Baylor has had the upper hand and recently winning five in a row.
Yeah, and just a talent all over the place. I mean, my gosh, the future NIL money and that on that field, think of that. Well into the millions of dollars. I'm not exaggerating, right?
Well, the thing about it is, and I'm not going to back off of this. I mean, they got kids that's coming out of the country.
Yeah, all over. Yeah.
Yeah. When you have a boarding
school. Well, the boarding school,
that's
correct.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and soon as they enroll, they become eligible. Teeter SAA rules. I found that out the hard way, but anyway.
Yeah. I was going to say this. You know, David Gabriel George is from Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where he's from, and you talk about the NIL money. It's been purported that he is getting a 3-year, $6 million NIL package.
Oh, yeah, the money on that field of future college NIL money is well into, the, what, $10, $20 million combined probably.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. No telling. Like, it's crazy.
And, you know, it's great that the championship game last year is starting off the football season on Thursday night.
Let's jump ahead. Oakland at CPA. We had Kevin Creasy, CPA. Everybody knows the job that Engel Martin's done at CPA. That's the MyTV 30 Saturday night, Oakland at CPA. What a start there.
Absolutely, Greg. You know, Oakland, man, what can you say? They've won 21 straight games, back-to-back 6A titles. You know, this year, Coach Creasy talked about this. You know, Ed, he was alternating quarterbacks last year. He's going with the sophomore Dante Cameron, passed for 936 yards and 9 touchdowns last year. Dante Cameron is going to be moving now. He'll be playing running back, and he'll also be playing wideout. He rushed for 861 yards and 10 touchdowns, and as Coach Creasy said, it's going to give him a lot of weapons and a lot of things to really play with. CPA struggled last year. Their first year in Division II AAA, they were 4-9, but, guys, they caught fire in the playoffs before falling to Brentwood Academy in the semifinals. They returned their senior quarterback in Jack Van Orman. He passed for 1,652 yards and 14 touchdowns last year. This will be the fourth meeting between these two perennial powers, with Oakland winning two of the previous three matchups.
Yeah. Our game, 102.5 The Game, the Metro game at Metro Schools Game of the Week. First time that they've been playing for several years, NBA and Pearl Cone. First time it will be at Pearl Cone.
Yeah, Greg, these two teams started playing, these two schools, I'll say, started playing in 1966 when it was Pearl High School. And as you said, the first meeting, the 46th meeting will be at Pearl Cone this year, so that will be a lot of excitement there. NBA finished 6-5 last year under first year coach Chris Chavin, after posting back-to-back losing records prior. They're going to be led by one of the top tight ends in the mid-state in Bennett Conyers. Pearl Cone's, their offense is potent, guys. Led by Toledo commit QB LJ Funk and Western Kentucky commits Landon Leff and Steven Salter. Funk passed for 2,900 yards last year, 30 touchdowns, left 1,349 all-purpose yards and 12 touchdowns. Salter, 43 receptions, 838 yards. Guys, this may be Tony Bernetti's, one of his most talented teams he's had in a long, long time.
That's saying
well,
something.
What you just said is the bottom line is this, in a couple of words, talent. They got a lot of talent out there
and he keeps
this
them.
Year. That's
and he
right.
Keeps
That's
them.
Right.
Yep.
That's right.
Thursday night, the MyTV 30 game, Nolensville at Lebanon. Tell us about that.
This is an inaugural meeting between these two schools. The Knights finished 8-4 last year, and they returned their leading passer and rusher in seniors quarterback Ryan Newell and Tim Lexmay. He rushed for 533 yards and 4 scores. A team, we talked about talent. This is the 10th season for Blue Devils coach Chuck Gentry, and this is probably his most talented team. And it is led by returning region offensive player of the year, Guyan Izetta, who rushed for 1,355 yards and 18 touchdowns last year. Also, guys, Chuck Gentry needs 5 more wins to pass Mark Medley on the all-time career wins list at Lebanon with 64.
And one other one, Antioch at Mount Juliet. We talked about Andre Adams earlier, headed to Colorado, the quarterback out at Antioch. Arsente Broom's got some talent out there at Antioch.
Hey, he does, Greg. I mean, what can you say about Andre Adams? What a year he had. Was a 6A Mr. Football finalist. He accounted for 4,273 yards passing and rushing last season. Oh, and also 48 touchdowns. He had a monster year. Mount Juliet struggled. 2-8 last year, and without a playoff first, the first time since 2013. So they are looking to right the ship out there. This is the 34th meeting all time between these two schools, with Mount Juliet winning 19 of the previous 33. The Golden Bears won 11 straight from 91 to 2024, but Antioch broke that streak last year in the season opener with a 24-2 victory.
I think Mount Juliet got their quarterback that was injured. He's back healthy now this year.
Craig, thank you, man. Appreciate it. We're off and running. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. 15th season. Kurt Page, Craig Ladd founded it. They got me to do it, and I got you to do it, and here we are.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Hey, buddy. Thank you, man. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. We're off and running.
No. Me and you might be off and running. Craig's not going to be running.
Well, and coming up next, he's already here, Fox 17 news anchor Scott Couch, 101 with Greg Poe. Coming up, hour number two of our Saturday morning extravaganza right here on 94.9 The Fan.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.